When I pray on the readings today, there was one encounter or incident in my life that kind of make me connect to the readings a lot. One year, a permanent deacon and I, he is a dentist and he's also a permanent deacon. We went back to Vietnam to work with the indigenous people there. And of course, we went to the mountain, the rural area, the undeveloped areas to help the poor there. And of course, when the local government know that Americans have arrived, they were making it really hard on us. They asked us to specifically stay at the hotel that was built by them. And it costs a lot of money according to Vietnamese standard. And we had to pay those fees. And on top of that, they would ask us to hand over our passport so that we wouldn't go elsewhere at night to try to indoctrinate people against the communist rules. So they made things really hard. And it was really discouraging at times, you know. Each day when we were doing medical and dental works for the poor, they would obviously have someone sitting there, always keeping an eye on us, making our life hard. And of course, when we see all of that, it gets, you know, we ask ourselves, why do we have to endure all of this? You know, we just want to help those who are unfortunate, those who are in need of our presence, not trying to prove ourselves to the government. You know, but we kept on because this is what the Lord have brought us to. This is what the Lord have called us to do. So we push forward. And guess what? On the last day of the sudden, their narrative changed. And the guy of the people's committee or of that local village, all of a sudden, the head honcho showed up and say, let's take a photo together. And they're all nice. Why? He was using that photo op in order to prove to the central government, we brought Americans, we brought great health care and great dental care to our people. Whatever. You know, and we see this all around the world, especially when we try to nationalize or put our charitable work, what we're called to do as Christian, what we're called to do as human beings, on the hands of government. We cannot expect the government or any other organization or institution to do the work that it's called of us and require of us by Christ. Charity is not an option. It's not for the government. It's not for anyone else. Charity is who we are. Because charity is based on love, caritas, the love that God has given to us. So today, in both what St. Paul has said in the first reading and in the gospel reading, first, St. Paul reminds us that our generosity, our act of giving, God sees and God rewards because He loves a cheerful giver. What we give, no matter how big or how small, when we do it with cheerfulness, when we do it with joy, God will justify us and God will repay us, not according to worldly standards or means. He will repay us with that quality of love, that quality of care, that quality from heartfelt actions. And today, in the gospel reading today, remember, St. Matthew wrote to a predominantly Jewish community and audience, and you can see a repetition of three times of what St. Matthew tried to emphasize, that if the people who try to win the favor or try to win the applause or the recognition of other people, they've already got the reward from other people. But if those who do things out of the genuineness of their heart and so that no one else see or cares, God, who sees in secret or sees what is hidden, will repay you. So here is the dichotomy or the compare and contrast. If we do things in order to be recognized by others, then we already got the reward from other people. But if we do things out of the genuineness of our heart, when no one else sees, God, who sees in secret, repaid us. So we have to ask ourselves, do we do all things in this life for the glory of others, for the recognition of others, for the applause, or for the appearance in front of others? Or do we do them out of love, out of generosity, because is the response of who we are to God who loves us first? May we remember that we're called to give not on quantifiable means or according to the riches of this world, but from the quality of who we are, the simplicity that exists therein, so that we give our total self to God and to our neighbor, because God had first loved us and had been generous to us.